Stop what you're doing right now. You can listen to Palmetto Mornings, but also go to footballcityusakickoff.com. Buy your tickets because this Friday is the 8th annual WRHI Football City USA Kickoff. It's powered by Champion Services, August 15th, right here in the heart of Football City USA at District 3 Stadium. So over the next couple of days, we're going to introduce you to members of the OTS Sports family. These are sports announcers you hear on Friday nights and throughout the season. And it gives us a chance to catch up with a lot of these announcers to learn more about them and hear about the teams that they cover, so you can be more invested in their lives in addition to the games that they're covering. We're getting a chance to catch up with John Turner this morning. And good morning to you, John.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Appreciate
it. Thanks for being here.
John, when you look back at your time with OTS Sports Media, how long have you been covering games for us?
I believe it's 8 years, but I'd have to ask Chris Miller to be specific on it. I don't really look for that. I'm just thankful to be a part of the team. And
you've just been having fun for that long,
it,
right?
And I've learned an absolute ton between Chris, between the Stone Man, everybody involved, Mario Washington, Scott, on and on. People use the word family a lot. But that group of people really is, because they're teaching the next folks in line. And now, thankfully, it's my turn to start teaching other people. Terrence, for instance, is on my first game. So he's going to be a star. No problem there. But you got to pay it forward. And that's what I'm looking forward to. I saw Chris in the green room a while ago, and he said, "Are you ready?" I said, "I went to a football scrimmage this past Thursday night, and that certainly got me in the mood, ready to go. let's strap it on."
How did you get interested in this, John? Like how did that work?
So I have a friend of mine who's the head baseball coach at Fort Mill High School, and he had the wild hair of putting me on the air. And I thought it was a horrible idea. In fact, I told him famously, "This is awful. It's one of the worst ideas you've ever had, and it won't last a week." That was 10 years ago. And then I reached out to Chris, and they gave me an opportunity. And thankfully, I was good enough to cut the mustard, and here I am. So,
8 years later.
Yeah, something like that, give or take. Yeah.
John, where can our audience hear your voice on most Fridays? What school do you kind of focus on?
Well, this year I'm on several Fort Mill High School games, but you can also, there'll be a Catawba Ridge game in there as well. There's an Indian Lane game in there. Also, Nation Ford, and really humbled and blessed to be assigned right now to the Milltown Showdown with my man Brown Simpson.
That'll be fun.
There's gonna be a whole lot of laughs if you can listen to the outtakes, not when the game's on, but during commercials. You'll have a good time.
That's what we say about this show, too.
That's right.
If you can hear our conversations before the microphone turned on, it's a whole different production.
It's a different podcast there.
Probably might be the best time, but it would be our last.
Yeah.
OTS Sports Network.
Same thing we say. Oh, man.
Now, John, are you play-by-play or are you a color?
They moved me to play-by-play this year and really excited about that. I've done color for a long time, and I'm really comfortable in both roles. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to do either one. Basically, my motto is "Have Mike, will travel." And my early years, I was basically plugged in here and there, and just glad to do it. And got to work with almost everybody. And I have worked with everybody in the OTS family, and just really thankful for that. But play by play this year, unless something changes. And listen, if something changes, I'll be the man to step in and make it happen. So,
what is fascinating? We had a chance already to catch up with another OTS sports announcer, Carol Hester, and we're speaking now with John Turner. And so far, both of you have brought in notes as if you're ready to call a game right now. So what are on these notes? Because this interview should not require all these notes.
Is that all about us or is that about your game?
It's really a grocery list. That's the truth here. We all strive to be Matt Hires. So the famous story of Matt, he had the plethora of notes, and Gene Knight told him to throw that away and just call the game. It's really, and you were talking about
the file folders
and different strokes for different folks on how we do it, but you have to be prepared. And one thing I can say unequivocally is if you are not prepared when you go on the air, the listeners can hear it. They pick up on it. And to me, it's disingenuous. You have to be prepared and know what you're talking about, because you make a mistake after mistake, they catch on to it, and they're going, "Was he really telling me the truth on these other things?" So Basically, this notes is players, coaches, stats, figures, and basically we come armed and ready basically every Friday night, but do we really use most of it? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It just depends on the game.
How do you prepare? We did talk to Carol Hester yesterday. Do you, and you mentioned that you went to a scrimmage this week. Like, how do you prepare for an upcoming game? I mean, it's kind of like, because it happens every Friday, it's kind of like you're not necessarily cramming, but you're studying each week for a test. So what does your week look like leading up to being able to call a game on a Friday night?
This week is a little, it is not the norm. I'll say that, because a lot of it's based off of last year, who the rising seniors are going to be, coaching staff changes. So those are the talking points at the moment. During a regular week, I will talk to the coach I'm assigned to on, say, a Tuesday morning, get that into Stoneman so he can put it on the red zone. You're also talking to the players as well. When you can, you go to practice. I'll put it to you this way. When I went to the scrimmage past Thursday night, everybody in the stadium was watching the game and clapping and cheering. I'm there with a notebook trying to hide it from the rain, scribbling 5 pages of notes about this player played this position and this particular player was in multiple positions, and really getting an idea of what these coaches are trying to do schematically. So then when you get into a game, you can wax poetic a little bit more about what you're seeing because you've already seen it. And Coach Hester probably mentioned this, I would imagine, is film study. We spend a lot of time looking at the computer screen watching film. So we're not watching it like coaches per se, but we are watching it so we get an idea. And then we go to that coach during the week off the record and we say, hey, what are we looking for here, there, and everywhere? So then when we see it on a Friday night, it's not foreign to us. We've seen it.
Well, as you can hear, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. It goes into every single broadcast. I mean, on any given night, 5, 6, 7 games spread across the OTS Sports Network. That's why it's important to download the free WRHI app so you can be in the know. And then, of course, stick around each and every night for the End Zone. It's a recap with a lot of these guys. More stories that they were not maybe able to share on the air during their game, they're able to come back here and recap a full night worth of football, which is just fantastic. So, John, here's to a fantastic football season for you, my friend. Again, you'll hear John mainly covering the Fort Mill schools, heavily in Fort Mill High School, but as he mentioned, Indian Land, Catawba Ridge, and Nation Ford. So you'll hear him there and, of course, during the Milltown Showdown with Brown Simpson.
That's going to be a fun one.
Yeah. John, here's to a great season, my friend. We'll look forward to catching up with you.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all having me.